Richmond north of Richmond, Lord knows it all. Just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think. Wanna know what you do. And they don't think you know, but I know that you do. Cause your dollar ain't ish, and it's taxed to no end.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys. It's the Wild Show. And we're going into segment two here with, we're going to bring in our board of directors member, Keith Guidry. We call him T-Gid in the house.
Big smile, brother. Big smile.
Keith is, he's got a show. He's in Lafayette, Louisiana, and he's got a television show down there called Grilling with the Gurus. Him and his crazy partner just cook up some fantastic Cajun. And I know Brad would love all the food you're doing, because Brad is a man who'll eat anything that won't eat him first. So, Brad, happy to introduce you to T-Gid.
Hey, T-Gid, Brad. How are you doing, brother?
I'm great, man.
I just want to talk about catfish now. You're talking about South.
No. We're going to talk about something I want to talk about now.
Brad. We don't want to look
at Bob. Brad brought up some pike, and that got me just really hungry, thinking about grilling or deep frying or whatever you like to do to your pike. But Brad, I'm curious, are you pretty good at boning pike? Because that's the
sure
key.
Am.
That's the key.
It is a process. And if you've never boned out a pike, the biggest complaint with people that I talk to that will go pike fishing is they always throw them back because pike have what's called a Y bone in them. Mm-hmm. So you can't just clean them like a panfish or a bass or a salmon, anything like that. What I tend to do, I call it the five, or someone calls it the five fillet method. So what you do is basically set the pike upright so the belly is facing down, and you basically are going to take the back straps out of the pike. So you're going to slice behind the head, go back to the start of the top fin. So basically you're going to just scalp the top of the pike right off. From there, that'd be fillet number one. From there, you're going to go down both the sides where you can kind of feel the Y bone, and then you'll just kind of do both the side fillets, and then you'll do the back fillets. So it ends up being five total fillets, but by doing that, I'm normally about 99% bone-free. One thing that my dad never did, still caught him this weekend when we were cleaning perch that I caught over by Hardy. Big mess of perch, by the way. 33 perch in
Yum.
2 hours.
Mm.
But my dad never double-checked his fillets. I always run my hands
yes.
over the fillets before I clean them off and bag them just to find that extra stray bone here and there so I don't get complaints from friends and family that,
right.
hey, the fish was delicious, but I got a bone stuck in
got
the
a bone to
my
pick.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
You know, needle nose work really well for that. Or
Yep, they do.
Or roach clips, whatever those things are the doctors use.
Oh, boy.
Porcelain.
Wow.
You know, for the big pike, if you don't want to, if you're not any good at cutting the Y bone out, what I've done for the big pike is I cut them into about inch and a half chops and then oil up and brine, whatever you want to season them with, throw them on the grill, meat side up, meat side down, and grill them like that slowly. That thing will open right up. And the next thing you know, the meat is separating from the bone and you've got like four nice little chops out of one chop. Or actually eight.
And so. I'll tell you what, that's a delicious way to do it. One other way that nobody ever talks about, pickled pike.
Oh, yeah.
I've done some batches of pickled pike this past year. It dissolves the bones right out of them.
Really?
It's a little bit more of an acquired taste, but it is absolutely delicious. I went 50-50 at work. I had a gal here that you'd think, oh, you know, a gal that's going to love pickled pike. I swear she ate an entire quart of it. She couldn't let it go. And I just kept feeding it to her. It was all good.
Which sounds like a firm fish.
It is. Well,
yes, absolutely.
It's just a big walleye, really, in certain species of the family. It's related to the walleye and the perch. It's lineage in there somewhere. I don't know how it works, but you can see in the muscle groups how the fish lays out. Keith, when you're down in, you're on Toledo Lake.
Toledo Bend.
Toledo Bend.
We have a place, yeah, and then we're about 30 miles from the coast of the Gulf of Mexico as well. So, you know, at any given point, we could be freshwater fishing or saltwater fishing within a couple hours.
And what, you typically bring in bass out of that lake?
Yes, bass. I mean, a lot of people, y'all call them crappie. We call them sockeye. It's French for white belly. A lot of people fish for that. And then there's some brim and some perch in there as well.
I got a picture from my nephew, guys. He was up north. He's a fishing freak. He's about 19. His name's Graham. And he caught, I'd say, about a 3-foot gar.
No. They got that, too.
I'm
not big on gar.
Really?
I'm not big on gar, though. Nah.
Never caught a gar.
Yeah, no, they're a pretty ugly fish.
It's
they're
prehistoric
pretty on your line.
Yeah,
but a lot of people catch them and they'll either make gar steaks, kind of like what you're talking about, Bob, with that pike,
okay.
Or they'll make gar balls, like meatballs, but out of gar meat, and because it's a very mushy kind of meat, and so once you harvest it, you have to freeze it right away, or cook it right away,
or it starts to break down.
Mm-hmm. Now, to get, when they're doing quickly. That, are they mixing in like a breadcrumb like they do with a meatball?
Just like a meatball, yeah, egg and breadcrumbs, and then you bread it and fry it. And, again, I'm not big on it. They're kind of an ugly fish. They kind of scare me. I like them green monsters, you know, them large mouths. And
you swim like with crocodiles and you're afraid of a fish. That's funny.
Now, crocodile, I'll eat the hell out of an alligator. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I mean, if ever you've seen it, the scales are really, I mean, it's like I said, it's something from prehistoric days, and they're just kind of wicked looking. I don't know, kind of like a snake.
Like a sturgeon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's old, like a sturgeon.
Now, T-Gid just brought it up, and this is a great thing that I'd love to have him touch on. There's so many, I'll say, snobs in Michigan that take a look at a largemouth or a smallmouth bass, and they say it's no good eating. And I beg to differ. Smallmouth and largemouth are delicious.
I'll tell you a quick story. You know, we got invited to go cook for the Robertsons, you know, Duck Dynasty people. And Jace, one of the boys, you know, what we did is we pan-seared them. We had it on the Cajun grill. We had a black iron skillet. And I have a special seasoning that I put in there on the fish, and then put a pat of butter in the skillet and just pan fry it until it's blackened, but not burnt. You know, the difference between blackening a fish and burning a fish, but you blacken it and you make like a brown butter sauce. And when he ate it, he said, "What's this?" And I said, "What's bass?" He said, "I don't eat bass. We throw those back. We're crappie fishermen." And I said, "Try it." And he tried it. And he said, "From now on, I'm keeping bass." He said, "That was the best tasting fish I've ever had." So I think it depends on how you prepare it.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. Well, T-Gid, I know if you come up here, I'm going to bring you over to meet Brad because we could have some fun.
We'll leave Bob. We'll hop in the bass boat. We'll go out and do some fishing, man. We don't need Bob.
Man,
ouch.
That's not part of my territory, but I might have to make a special trip up there, brother.
Okay.
I'm telling you, bourbon, a cigar probably, and fishing without Bob sounds like a blessing from the Lord on high.
So what? Okay, give me like a 2-month window. What's the best time of the year to be up in y'all's area?
Depends what you want to fish for.
Right.
I'd say if we're hitting really actually June, July, August is great bass fishing month. Normally beginning of
you know
we're
hitting up on the time clock. As a matter of fact, Brad, if you guys can hang on, we're going to take a break here on the Grilling Guys, and we'll continue on the other side if that's cool.
That's cool with me.
Cool by me.
All right, we'll be back. It's the Grilling Guys.